Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, beautiful humans. Welcome to episode 18 of Groversation. Again, I feel like it's almost a tradition now that I should begin my podcast with an apology. It is Friday. It is not Wednesday. I did record this episode on Tuesday, but due to the football on Wednesday, which I'm absolutely devastated about because I'm a huge football fan. That's a lie. I'm not. But it's sad. You know? And then due to my life being absolutely insane on Thursday, I also forgot. So I cannot apologize enough. However, I do feel today is a special day as it is Friday, the 13th of July, the day the devil comes to London. Oh, yes. Donald Trump is here. I'm not going to get political right now because that's not what we're all about today. It is, but not on this episode. So I'm going to jump straight in. This week's guest is a phenomenal woman. She's like, I can't even express, like I do a lot of jobs, but she does so many things. She is so creative and so business oriented. She's amazing. Like if I have one fraction of her business sense, then I would be way better off than I am right now. I tell you that. But I'm not jealous. I'm just in awe. She is going to blow your mind. She's so lovely as well. She's so sweet. Her voice is really calming. I think you're going to love her. Her name is Kato, and she runs Steam Girl Official, the Instagram, which is linked to her website. She is a musician. She's a clothing designer. She's a model. She's fucking amazing. She's also an investor. She invests in other girls, like she helps them build their brand and their business. Like amazing, amazing. So if you have ever wanted to have some advice on how to build your brand or just generally take your business or anything like that further, she is your girl. Now, I'm going to shut the fuck up now because I've got to go and I've got to go and protest hard because, wow, what else can I do really? Who would I be if I was not going to the anti-Trump protest today? I would just have to fucking put my foot in my mouth. Yeah. All right, beautiful human beings. I will love and leave you. Please enjoy episode 18 with the wonderful Kato. This is Groversation.
When I was growing up, all my role models were male. I didn't see anyone I could relate to in the press, online, anywhere. Now? I'm surrounded with the most phenomenal women. They've each endured unique hardships and survived. More than survived, they thrive. But still, women are not equal in the world, not represented in the media, not treated equally online, and still subjected to sexism in everyday life. Alternative women especially are more a hashtag than they are real humans. I want to change that. I want you to see the women I see. I want you to hear them. This is Groversation.
Hey, beautiful humans. So, welcome back. My guest this week is an incredible woman. She is absolutely inspiring. I know I say that about everyone, but she is a formidable businesswoman. She is not only moved country, but she has set up a website successfully in an industry that is pretty much flooded already, but she's carved out a little niche for herself. She is amazing. So please welcome this wonderful lady, Kato.
Oh, hi. What's up, Rebecca?
How are you doing, girl? You good?
I'm good. I am so stoked to finally be featured on Crovisation because I am a huge, huge fan of your podcast.
What's your favorite one?
Oh, I don't know. I love all of them. I think one of my most favorite is, and it may have been your most recent one with Sunny Holiday. I thought that one was really cool. She is an amazing woman. And that's been one of my favorites. And I love your Q&As too. Your Q&As are really cool.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Sunny's amazing, isn't she? Like, her life story is insane. I'm like, what? Like,
oh, it's absolutely insane. I was listening to it and it's quite a long one. And it was just getting deeper and deeper. And I'm like, no way. And she's done that as well. Oh my God. It's weirder and weirder. I'm like, this woman can't be real.
She's awesome. Have you ever met her?
I've not met her. And then at the end of the podcast, she said that she was going to be performing at Bar Sinister. And I don't live too far from LA. So I was like, oh my gosh, I've got to go see them, fangirl.
Girl, you have to meet her. Honestly, yes. I will set you guys up. You will get on like a house on fire.
That would be awesome.
Yes. So Kato, you are obviously British from your voice, we can tell.
I'm British. Yep.
But you live where?
I live in Southern California. I live about an hour southeast of LA in a cute little desert neighborhood called Loma Linda.
Amazing.
Yeah, I'm focusing on my accent as much as I can right now and beefing it up a bit because I've been here for 11 years. And I'm sure like as this podcast progresses, it's going to start slipping. You're going to start to hear like a little bit of American coming through.
I'm the same. Whenever I go there, it's easier. Oh, girl. So you're obviously an incredibly, incredibly, like, highly achieving woman. I'm just running through what your Instagram bio says is you run a website called Steam Girl.
I do.
You're a musician. You're a clothing designer.
Correct.
You're an investor.
Uh-huh.
I mean, tell me a little bit about your background. Like, what do each of those jobs entail briefly?
Well, Steam Girl is an erotic photography brand, so it's a lot like Suicide Girls, but it's a bit more stylized. There's a lot of cosplay based stuff and real high fantasy cinematic photography on there, so a lot of elves and
awesome.
A lot of steam and cool stuff like that. That's been running for 5.5 years now, and then it has a sister site on it called Style Erotica, and that's for all of our non-steampunky stuff. So whenever we want to do some latex shoots and things like that, that's where those photos go on that gallery. That's what Steam Girl is. I'm a clothing designer. I started a steampunk clothing company back in 2005 and designed and made and sold and distributed everything myself for about 8 years. And then, it was a lot of work. I had a small team of seamstresses working with me, but then in like 2012 I think I licensed like my life's work to Dracula Clothing in Prague.
I've heard of them.
So they sell all of my stuff now, and I just have to design one or two collections for them a year, so it's much easier and way more enjoyable, and I don't feel like a sweatshop anymore, which is really nice. So that's my clothing company. And then in terms of like brand investment, I fund and launch other model sites for them. So I look for awesome talent and potential in other models, and I work with them to build up their own brand and create a website for them and basically try and save them all the stress and heartache and expense of doing this yourself with no capital. So that's what that is.
Wow. I mean, we both know how fucking expensive and time consuming it is to set your own brand up.
Very stressful. So it's really nice to be able to save people that heartache, and I wish that someone had been there for me to help me with that, but it's nice to have the tools now and the experience to help other people do that. So
I love that. That's so girl power.
Yeah, very girl power.
I love it. Would you consider yourself a feminist, Kato?
I definitely have some feminist tendencies for sure, and I'm very open-minded and have tons of feminist friends. I'm not a very active feminist, but I think I definitely have very feminist views at times.
Oh, I love that. Oh, you're such a cool person. I already know this podcast is going to be amazing.
Thank you.
So let's start. Obviously, it's quite interesting choosing to move countries. What led you up to moving to California?
It was love originally. I met a chap out here. Aww. And we got married. Yeah, we're no longer together, but we gave it a really good run. We were married for 10 years.
Wow.
And but that's why I originally moved out here. And I lived up and down the West Coast. I originally moved to California, and then after 4 years, I packed up and moved up to Portland, Oregon. I lived there for 4 years, and then I bought a huge horse ranch.
Amazing.
Outside of Seattle. I lived there for a year, and then my marriage fell apart, and I decided to pack up and move back to California, because I always felt like I left my heart here in California. Like, when I landed here, when I was fresh off the boat, it was just so gorgeous. And I mean, you've been here, you know what it's like. As soon as you're
grinning, I'm grinning from ear to ear right now thinking about it.
Yeah. When you just like step out of LAX airport and everything smells differently, it's warm, and oh my gosh, I love it here so much. I actually don't see myself living anywhere else, to be honest. I really, really like it here. And I'm actually, as of last week, I'm applying for citizenship. So gonna become an American.
Yeah, oh my gosh. Good luck.
Thanks. Well, I'm really nervous by how much Trump hates immigrants right now. I'm just like, well, maybe it'd be safer if I just became an American. Like, honestly, one of my biggest fears would be deportation. Oh my gosh, I can't even.
Yeah, girl, that would be so absolutely scary. Like, you've obviously forged a life for yourself over there. Do you think it's really benefited your career?
I think it has. Now, I think that had I pursued the same thing that I do now in the UK, but just a little later on, I probably would have been able to be as successful as I have been. But when I started all of this, there really wasn't such thing as social media. You know, we only just about had internet installed at home. And I'm from Wales, by the way, so we're just a little further behind than the rest of the country. So I really do feel that, like, moving out here gave me much better chances. And in the steampunk genre too, was just enormous over here when I arrived, so I had a massive market that was just hungry for all my stuff, and I think that really helped propel my career forward. So yeah, I think it's definitely helped.
That's so cool. You've got your head screwed on. I love it.
Thank you.
How is it running your erotica website then? It's like an empire. It must be stressful as fuck.
I try to keep it small and cute so it doesn't get too stressful. There was a time early on where it was growing really rapidly. We had so many model submissions, and it was just turning into this mini Suicide Girls, and it was just me running it. And I had a small team of people helping me, but it was so expensive and so stressful. And I decided, let's just sort of try to keep it a little bit more consolidated and a bit more manageable. And I've got it down to about 4 staff. And I still shoot and model a lot on it. I definitely use myself as the primary model when I launched it. But yeah, I think we have about 60 models on there.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which is really cool. And everybody's this wonderful little happy family. And we have awesome meetups and photo shoot fests here at my house or in Vegas. I have another studio up in Portland. I work very closely with my photographer Genevieve. She's a model as well. She goes by Forbidden Realm. And she has tons of my costumes and props and stuff up there. And so we'll do a lot of photo shoots up there and rent out cabins in the forest and just compile tons of awesome photos. And we update it once a week, every Saturday. And it's a lot of work, but it's really fun and has a really big membership base and everybody's super supportive. It's very cool. It's mostly our membership. Our demographic is mostly artists. There's tons and tons and tons of artists. Yeah, they just really appreciate the cinematic element to all our photos, because we build all our photo sets too, so we'll build like really elaborate, ridiculous photo sets.
So picturesque, cool. Like a little cabin in the woods and everything. That's my jam right there.
It's been a great excuse to convert my house into one big photo studio, so every room is themed, which is really, really fun. And I have a bit of a couch addiction, and so I'm up to about 11 couches now. all like Victorian and awesome, and it's just such a wonderful excuse. When everyone is like, I think you need to stop, I'm like, no, I need this for a photo shoot. You don't understand. And then it's a tax write-off, so.
I mean, hell yeah. It does make a huge difference, doesn't it? I've realized shooting my Patreon content that the location is, it really does add like a huge element to it. People have seen so many naked girls in front of white screens.
Yeah, exactly. You want to keep it different for people and create something they haven't seen before. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. So give me, like, obviously you say it's quite a small business, but it doesn't sound small to me, girl. Like, don't play it down. You're doing amazingly. Give me like a day in the life of running a business.
Day in the life. It can change week to week and day to day sometimes, depending on what it is I'm focusing on. But I'll get up. I get up really early. Everyone like can't believe like how early I get
what
up
time?
Sometimes. I've been up at like sort of like 5 a.m.
Oh my God, what?
Like 11 years.
Wow.
I get up really early. I'm such a morning person though, Rebecca. And I'll get up and do all my housework and all the stuff I need to do. I have this small pack of Boston Terriers too. So I need to like release the hounds and do all that stuff and pick up dog poop and just take care of the house and stuff, and then hit the gym, and then I'll ramp into either designing clothing for whichever collection we've got coming up. If we're going to do a seasonal one this year, or we're just going to do one big fat annual collection. So I'll be working on samples, or I'll be editing. And if I'm not editing, I usually have a model staying here with me, and I'll be like organizing a photo shoot or two or three for her and knocking those out. So yeah, that's most of my day. It takes up a lot of time, and
that's so cool. I love that you always have people staying there. Do you find you've really like made some like really strong friends? You've really forged a family.
Absolutely, it's really really nice. It's so nice having such a strong, awesome circle of friends, especially when you live in a country where you have no family. It was really really difficult my first few years living here. Being, I was a little baby too. I was like 20, 22, 23. So it was heartbreaking being here with no family and an 8-hour time difference. And so, establishing a close-knit circle of friends and girlfriends has been fantastic, especially as I really didn't have that many close female friends growing up. They were really few and far between. Mm. In school, I had just like one main friend, you know, and I haven't really stayed in touch with anyone from school or college. So I sort of like came here with no one and no love. And
it sounds so sad.
Yeah, it's just so nice to slowly establish an awesome group of friends over the years.
Yeah, I feel exactly the same. I obviously have my club night, and we forged a family of about 25 girls, and honestly, they are the closest girlfriends I've ever had. I went to an all-girl school, and it's completely different, isn't it?
Yeah, totally different. And then they, you know, some of them will become family to you as well. You sort of like, I don't know, you love your family, but sometimes you can choose new family members for yourself
that
you've had a communication with. And
I mean, support your local girl gang. Everybody needs a girl gang. So obviously you've got lots of girls on your books, and you obviously spend a lot of time around models who, I guess we consider ourselves sex workers, don't we? We're in the
I guess, I've mulled over this several times, wondering as to, I know that like erotic photography does generally fit under the category of sex work. Mm. I don't feel that, we have it as difficult when what we mostly do is just sort of erotic photography. I think that we're quite safe. We have it a bit more easy, but I definitely think it does fit under the sex work category.
Yeah. So what's kind of the mood over there, like with all your girls and everything, and you regarding sex work? Obviously, like Foster and Sester has come in recently and fucked shit up.
It really has fucked shit up for a lot of my close friends who do stuff that's a little more risque and considered more taboo than just nude photography. One of my closest friends is pretty much out of work. And having this enormous panic, wondering what she's supposed to do now. It really has messed a lot of stuff up. I understand the intention behind Foster and Sester. It has very good intention. Sex trafficking is terrible.
Awful.
We have to, someone needs to put a stop to that. But I don't think that shutting down entire websites and, you know, putting all this fear into other sites to shut down their factions and their pages is really the solution to it. But it's difficult to talk about because I'm not really sure what the solution actually is. I know that having these websites up and running was actually helping organizations to identify and reach out to victims of sex trafficking. So by shutting them down, now they can't reach them. And there's also no evidence either for prosecuting any of the traffickers. So yeah, it's dumb. It's like pulling all your teeth out so that you never have any dental problems.
Oh my God, like, that's exactly right.
So stupid. Like, why would you shut down the entire site? Now everybody definitely has to take to the streets and stuff, and everyone's way more at risk. And I don't know.
It's crazy, isn't it? Like, honestly, how are you supposed to identify who's at risk when everybody's crammed in the same box?
Yeah, it was, all these sites up until now have been, the main avenue for certain organizations to find people and victims and help them out. But it's a lot harder now. So, yeah, I feel like it's probably done a lot more damage than it has good.
Completely, and I think it's only going to keep going. Like, only recently my personal Patreon got suspended. I managed to get it back, but
okay,
it's super scary. Do you have any fears or anything like that for your work?
Yeah, I lost my Patreon too, 2 days ago.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I got it back to you. I had a little mini panic and worked really hard at getting it back. I think that, like I was saying, I think that erotic photographers and erotic models, so long as you run your business as professionally as possible, I don't really think the way we are at as much risk. And by professionally, I mean making sure that you get every model to sign a release form and you get a scanned copy of her ID and you know her age and everything, and she's legal and everything's absolutely fine. I think that you and I are all right. But I think once you're doing a little extra, or you're in the porn industry, for example, and you're going off to LA and shooting scenes, I don't know. It's such a huge industry too. It's so huge. I know that there's so many people that aren't really doing their job properly and
completely,
as cleanly and legally as possible. And there's so many payments under the table. And I just feel like people just need to treat it like a proper job. They need to have everything accounted for and be paying their taxes, because then you're probably going to be a little bit safer.
No, I completely agree. I've had a lot of people discussing it recently on my Instagram, and I think a lot of people assume that sex workers don't pay their taxes and stuff. Like, of course they pay their taxes.
I saw the comments, that one post of you, you were protesting, I think.
Yeah.
And the comments were out of control, and I couldn't believe how many people thought that it wasn't real work and that, people weren't actually paying their taxes, and it was bizarre.
I don't know how they think we're getting away with it. Like, what kind of wonderful life do we live?
You handled that post really well, by the way. Those comments, some of them were just ridiculous. Aww. And you handled all of them with such grace. It was amazing to see. I was reading so many of them, and I was reading for way too long. I was like, okay, there's just too many, I gotta stop reading all these now. But yeah, it was really cool. You're awesome.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, I feel like educating is the only way, and that's why we're having this conversation right here, right now.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, Kato, obviously you said you have a Patreon, but is it different running your Patreon to running your own Steam Girl site?
It is a little different. I offer different content and way more high-res downloadable sets than I do on our website. I give away probably a little less content, and it's a little bit more expensive, but it's there for people that want to see things early and want sneak peeks of stuff. I'm actually kind of struggling at juggling that along with everything else right now, but it definitely helps. It helps supplement my income. Yeah.
So would you recommend, like, obviously girls are...
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Getting up their patrons and stuff now, it's going to be tricky for them. Do you think it's better for them to go down the route of joining a site like Steam Girl?
It probably is. In terms of longevity, it's going to be way more secure to have your own site or to join a site like Steam Girl or Suicide Girls that is likely going to stick around. They're, you know, we're bigger companies, we're bigger brands, and we do everything properly, and you're not going to lose. You're not going to lose your profile, your page on there, your photos, and there's always going to be work for you. There's always going to be money. Whereas, yeah, Patreon is a bit more washy. They're having to constantly update their policy. Any of these sites are really quite afraid. It's very difficult for them to monitor the content that's being released.
Yeah.
I've seen some really hardcore stuff on Patreon that lasts for a month or two and then gets found out and shut down. But it's constantly popping up. And like I said, a lot of these sites are pulling some of their pages or their entire site themselves out of fear. I mean, there are some sites that got shut down by the FBI, but there are other ones that are just so afraid of the 5-year sentence that they're being threatened with if they get found out that there is any sort of sex trafficking happening, or even a hint of it happening on their site. So, yeah, I'm sure Patreon is shitting themselves right now.
What did you say? A five-day sentence? Is that the punishment?
It's a 5-year prison sentence. There's an enormous fine, but they're just, in terms of, CEOs of those companies, they're just going straight after them and threatening them with a huge, huge sentence, prison sentence. So Craigslist classified their personals. They just, like, pulled all of that down straight away.
Yeah,
Craigslist.
I saw that.
Out of jail.
Damn.
The government itself hasn't shut down that many sites themselves. It's the websites that are terrified, and they're just closing them down because they're like, I'm not going to risk it. But yeah, so I'm sure Patreon's feeling it too.
Damn, girl, that's fucking insane. So yeah, I think I might be to be coming to you for a website.
Well, in terms of the branding investment, I have launched sites for some of my most popular models on Steam Girl and Style Erotica. And then there are others that have submitted sets here, there, and I've just sort of like seen their potential and then built them up. I run 3 websites currently. I have 4 signed models, but I built and run 3 sites for 3 awesome girls. One is the model named Octakuro. She's based in Russia.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen her.
Yeah, I launched her site for her about a month ago. She's had a really great first month. And then I have another model named Rin, and we've been running her site for about 3.5 years now. She was our first model, and her site's doing great. It's called rincity.com. And then, yeah, my friend Genevieve. So we run Forbidden Realm for her. And they're all quite different too, which is really cool. And then Rin actually just released a sort of sister gallery on the side, a lot like Style Erotica is to Steam Girl, and it's called dustrat.com, and that's really cool. It's just all her own hand-picked models, and it's very cool.
I love how creative all of these names are and everything. Everything about you screams creativity.
I love branding. Oh my gosh, I love coming up with brand names, and I just run with it. My brain, I'll come up with like four or five brand new products and brands and websites every day. Like, I'm always just buying domain names. I'm like, that would be brilliant for something new. Way too many domains I'm probably never going to use. So, oh my gosh, I have too much of that.
I love that. How important is brand to like a model coming up, do you reckon?
It's so important. Oh my gosh, it's so important. And it's really important to stick with it. Like, definitely, once you've chosen your alias, your model name, really stick with it. Just make sure that everything you're doing is around that, and your name and your image, and oh gosh, I mean, come up with a logo if you can. I mean, it's really, really important.
Absolutely. So what's kind of like the process? So a girl you have either chosen, or a girl's come to you and approached you. How does it come from being kind of like, oh, I want you to build a website for me, fully through to like the conception and launch?
So like I said, I'll either kind of gauge who's the most popular model on my site, or I can just kind of tell because they're just blowing up online. And
you know a star when you see one, you know?
Yeah, I really do. And so I just approach her and let her know what I offer. And if she wants to go down that route and save herself all the hassle and then sign a contract with me, and we usually keep them about just a year, because I'm not about making money off of models. It's about, let me see how much hassle I can save you. And once you take off, if you want to grab all this and go, that's absolutely fine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I have like a two-person graphic design team, and we'll just like work with the model to decide how she'd like her site to look, and what she'd like on there. And then we'll spend like a couple of months building it and launching it. And then, I'll provide her with cool banners and stuff that she can take to events. So she can have like a really legit looking booth and just promote herself. And I'll take care of everything, and webmasters and fees and payment process and everything. All she has to do then is just shoot and provide content.
Just
the fun creative, creative stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love that, because obviously we've been in the industry a long time, and some of the people that used to employ me weren't particularly good at like giving me control. Sometimes they'd publish shots and stuff that I really didn't want on the internet and stuff. Or do you think that like the kindness route is so much better than going down and trying to just grab money?
Absolutely. It absolutely is. It's so awful when you do have like terrible photos published of yourself and you don't have that control. I really want to be able to give models the control over their own content, and they only release stuff that they want edited the way that they wanted it to be edited, or you know, after they've edited it themselves. So it's so important to just let models do their thing and feel really confident and happy about the content of themselves that's being released, especially if it's nude content. It's like the most intimate thing that you could give away to the world. So it's so important to make sure everyone is 100% happy with all of that.
I love that. Yeah, it's such a shift in the industry. I think Patreon, although it's going downhill now, it was one of the huge things that really opened up to me to be able to take full control. Like, I rarely shoot for anyone else anymore.
Yeah, that's brilliant. That's really cool.
It's so good. So, okay, you started off modeling. Was that your kind of like first reach into self-employment?
Let me see. Oh gosh, I've been obsessed with just wanting to work for myself since I was a little kid.
Likewise.
And I had lots of little jobs here and there, and then by the time I was about 17, I think. I started a brand named Moshka, and I made synthetic hair falls, dreads.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and little beanie hats and accessories. And I was sewing some clothes, but they were shitty looking. They were pretty crappy. I was just learning, and ran that for a while. But like I said, you know, there was no social media. We barely had an internet connection at home. So it was a lot of just driving around Wales and England and hitting up lots of different fairs and craft fairs and markets and stuff like that, and selling it all. And then I went to art school for fashion and textiles. I studied fine art for a bit and then, yeah, specialised in fashion and textiles. And I wanted to be a fashion illustrator, but there's really not as much money in that as there is in just running your own clothing company.
Of course,
so,
yeah.
Yeah. So, I think I was designing and selling clothes for close friends and friends of friends and building up a really small client base. About a year before I immigrated out to the US. I've always been heavily immersed in anything creative and creative arts. And I've done some costume work for small London theatre productions, just little one-offs, things I was barely paid for, but it was just really good experience, you know, really good stuff. I've worked a ton of your regular 9-to-5s too, lots of like retail and serving coffee.
Really?
And, yeah, I was a care worker for a couple of years.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, and I had to really, really work my butt off to afford all the immigration stuff. That gets really expensive. So
oh, girl, I
was working a couple of jobs and doing night shifts and stuff. But managed to afford it all.
When was the point when you kind of like took the leap? You were like, I'm going to be self-employed as of now.
Oh, probably when I set foot in the States. Yeah, when I arrived here. I did actually apply. I hit up Lip Service and wanted to see if they needed any designers. They were really interested in my work, but they were looking for menswear designers more than womenswear. And there was a few people that wanted seamstresses, but I really didn't think that I was good enough to be sewing for other people just yet. And I just bought myself a sewing machine and just really got going and worked really, really, really hard. I was using MySpace mostly to build my brand, and it just took off. Yeah, it was very cool.
That's so cool. You're such a creative person. And like,
thank you.
I think in the creative industries, it's so important to diversify, especially when you're self-employed, because nobody really has like one job.
No, exactly. Yeah.
I love that. And you're a musician as well.
Yeah, well, that's brand new, actually. I've always wanted to pursue music. I grew up, I have a very pushy mum who made me take piano lessons, and I played guitar and bass, and then sort of like left it be for a long time. And then I met my new partner, Derek, who I'm with. We've been together for a couple of years now. And he's a musician of like 20 something years, or a very seasoned musician. And one of our friends heard me singing one evening, and she was like, oh my gosh, you're really, really good. And I just shrugged it off. I was super shy about it, like that she'd heard me singing. And she dared us to start a band. She was like, you guys should totally, totally think about this. And I just laughed about it at the time. But then over the following like 2 or 3 days, Derek and I were looking at each other like, maybe we should. This actually could be kind of... So, yeah, we've been, for the last year and a bit, working on our first album, which we finally just released. Our band is called DK0, and it is very heavily influenced by awesome throwback industrial. So your favorite Nine Inch Nails and your favorite,
amazing. I love Nine Inch Nails.
Your favorite version of Marilyn Manson, and then lots of Pac-Man 5000 and Dope, and with like a little bit of like weirdness in there. And we're going down a slightly poppier route as well right now. Just kind of like throwing a lot of stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks. And we've met a really great producer here in LA named Charles Callahan, and he's been working really closely with us to really define our sound. And we're just very open to being molded into whatever we feel is right for the times and feels current and marketable and somewhat radio friendly. And it's good. We released a couple of music videos. They're blowing up, and
my
it's
girl Savannah was in one.
Yes, she was.
I love her.
I flew her out from Ohio, and she brought Derb with her.
So cute.
Savannah and Derb were in it, and they were amazing, and I hired her to do some fire performance for it, and she nailed it. She was so much fun.
She's a queen, right? I love that girl.
She's a queen. I love her. I love her butt. I love her butt so much. Best bottom.
She's the same though, isn't she? She has so many jobs. I think, honestly, I keep going on about it recently to anyone that's coming up in the industry, is diversifying is literally the key.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. Yeah, she's branded herself really well, as have you. So many Thank of you. your awesome troupe. Yeah, just every time I'm looking at your Instagrams and stuff and I see something else you're doing, and now there's like stickers and now there's like a tote bag and now there's this with your face on. I'm like, oh my God, I should be doing this stuff. These girls are just forging like ahead. You guys are amazing.
Thank you so much. Honestly, it really is the key. Do you have any like advice for girls who, obviously, like, everybody wants to try and find who they are very quickly, so I think a lot of people try different things, but they almost try and spread themselves too thinly. Do you have any advice for people trying to like find their thing?
I think there's nothing wrong with just trying as many different things as you can, as long as you don't exhaust yourself or accidentally work with the wrong people. But then again, that's really good experience too. I feel like trial and error is fine, and it's totally okay to make your own mistakes. I talked about wanting to save other models from the stress of it all, but at the same time, it is really important to have shitty experiences sometimes. You become really savvy to all of it, and not hardened, but you know, you toughen up a little bit, and it makes you just way more experienced at being able to move forward in the best, most efficient way. I think it's absolutely fine to try as many different things as you can and just freely explore everything that you're able to that is at your fingertips, and networking with people and working with the right people, finding cool people that share those same interests, that have good intentions and want to move forward with you. I think it's really, really important to network as much as possible. And yeah, I feel like a lot of my best work has come about as a result of really cool collaborations. So yeah, I think that would be one of my biggest pieces of advice, is just, you know, yeah, networking and finding really like-minded people to work with.
Totally. It's absolutely who you know, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is sometimes. Yeah.
Do you have any advice? Oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, especially in this industry. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so creative and everything, and like, it's hard to kind of like put your achievements down on paper sometimes. I think just talking to other people and coming up with amazing ideas is the way.
We live in such an amazing time. We live in such an amazing era where we have so much incredible fast technology. I mean, do you remember when we were trying to brand ourselves, but you'd have to come home to use your desktop computer or your laptop if you had one?
Oh my God, yes.
You had to wait all day, and there was no like, oh, I can just do it now, and I can just make a video on my phone right now, and I can edit it on my phone right now and throw it up on Instagram, and then I can share it over here too. You know, it's absolutely incredible. It's such a fun time to live in.
Oh my God, it's scary, isn't it? Like, I actually, until you just mentioned it then, I completely forgot that originally I didn't even have Instagram.
I know, it's weird, huh?
I was like, what? So bizarre.
Yeah.
Obviously, we're living in a really fast-paced world and stuff like that, and putting up content's really hard, and content gets taken down. Or have you had any really, really like unique challenges that you've overcome?
I've lost a lot of content. It's been difficult navigating what's going to stay, what you can post, what you can get away with. In terms of unique challenges, I think just knowing who to trust. It comes down to people again. I think there are a lot of mean people out there that want to take advantage of women and models, especially. And I think that's been the most difficult thing. It's just sort of like knowing who to trust. It's difficult because you don't want to become a hardened bitch. You don't want to be a big asshole and not trust anyone. You know, you still want to have a big smile on your face and just happy to meet new people and be the best version of yourself that you can for them, but at the same time, you really don't know a person until you've worked with them for quite some time. And I've had a lot of heartbreaking moments where I've invested a lot into people only to find out that they were just totally fake and just riding stuff the whole time, sabotaging me behind my back, just jealous and sort of like trying to ruin things for me business wise the whole time, while smiling, you know, and so
it's
I wouldn't.
So heartbreaking! How awful!
It's really tough. So that's been one of the biggest challenges is catching that and recognizing that in people early on. There's a lot of vampires out there. So So I think I've gotten better at it. Just when I think I have, it happens again. But it's always a lot easier to deal with the second
yeah.
around.
Comes back to what you said earlier about experience, doesn't it? Like, sometimes you'll get fucked over, but if you learn from it, it's not a mistake, really.
Absolutely. And it's so important to have a thick skin, and those experiences do toughen you up as well. And as an erotica model, you need the thickest skin of all. You really do.
Hugely. You do. Yes. Even just for the Instagram comments and then everything else that comes on top. Bloody hell.
Yeah.
Girl, yeah. you're so down to earth. Like, you're obviously an insanely successful woman. You've moved halfway across the world. I cannot believe how chill you are.
Oh my gosh, thank you. It's all the sunshine. I just get so much vitamin D here. I'm just chill.
Yeah. I can only like imagine how much happier I would be if I lived in a sunny country.
Yes.
So I'm afraid we're running out of time super fast. That went so insanely quick.
This was awesome. This has been so much fun.
Thank you. So,
to be honest, Rebecca, I've been trying not to fangirl the whole time because I'm such a huge fan. I am. And I'm just like, after devouring all of your episodes of Crovisation and then you asking me to be on your show, I was just like, oh, but how can I be one of those awesome women? She sees me as one of these cool people. And,
Shut up. You are amazing. Honestly, every time I look at your Instagram, I'm like, oh my God, just everything down from your branding to your image to your hard and working ethic. Like, you release content constantly. I'm like, oh my God, I need to release a set today. What? You are so on top of it and you're so inspiring. I think a lot of people should really look up to you, for sure.
So much. I definitely feel the same way about you, and I admire how active you are. I really do feel like I should be way more active in terms of the doing and the making of podcasts and public things that are going to reach people a lot better than just a photo here or a photo there. I feel like you're a huge inspiration to so many young women, and I'm in absolute awe of everything that you do.
Oh, thank you so much. Well, this is your chance. Do you have any advice for women worldwide? What do we need to do to try and stop all these horrible laws coming in and fucking our shit up? What should we do?
Be as professional as you can. I don't know if like playing it safe is even a suggestion, but be professional. Take care of yourself. Try to just. It really does depend what it is that you do for a living. Mm. What it is. Focusing on, but cover your ass and make sure that you've got everything backed up and you have a plan B and a plan C, because we don't know what this government is going to do next. So yeah,
that's really real advice. I like that. I feel like everyone always like, we got to be awesome and stick together and it's going to be fine, but realistically it might not be, you know.
Realistically it probably won't be. So I definitely say just sort of prepare for that. Be as strong as you can be, and have your plan B set in place so that when shit does hit the fan, it's not going to be absolutely devastating. We'll just ride with the times. Stuff's changing so quickly all the time, so it's just, I think it's the mature approach, really.
Yeah, completely, girl. And at the end of the day, we've always got each other, and I've always got the amazing women that I've met through this industry, even if it all does fall apart around us.
There you go. Yeah. And you're so. And you're so multi-talented. There are so many amazing things that you do that I feel like if the adult industry or the sex industry just goes down completely and it's the most illegal thing on the planet and we can't touch it with a barge pole, then, you know, there's still awesome stuff that we can do. We're amazing people. We're capable of so many things.
So many things.
Yeah, especially in the creative arts. There's so much cool stuff to do.
Yeah, queen. All about diversifying.
Yeah, absolutely.
Amazing. Kato, thank you so fucking much. You're an absolute queen.
Thank you. This has been tons of fun. Thank you.
Have you got any cool projects coming up or anything that you want to plug?
Cool projects. Well, I'm just forging ahead with the band right now, and we're going to start some rehearsals next month and hopefully go on tour by October. So, I'm looking forward to getting some live show experience under my belt, and then we're hoping to book some really cool shows over in Europe in the spring. So I'll definitely be posting about that online and keep you up to date with where I'm going to be. And
Yes. Oh my God, how amazing. I would love to meet you actually in person.
That'd be really fun.
That would be my goal. Fun.
On my bucket list.
And where can we find you online?
You can find me on Instagram at Kato Punk, and you can also find me, if you just go to thisiskato.com, there's a links page to everything that I do and all of my shit. So, yeah, thisiskato.com.
Amazing. Oh, God, thank you so much. I've had such an amazing time. I feel so uplifted and inspired now.
Oh, me too. Thank you for this. This is awesome.
Thank you so much, girl. Well, you take care now, and I will hopefully meet you in the flesh very, very soon.
Yes, please. Alrighty.
Thanks, girl.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.